So, but hey, Disney, you guys held out on the mandates, and now I think, are they gone completely or are they just been pushed back?
So they paused. Disney
Okay.
themselves says they paused. The state of
Okay.
Florida passed,
Yeah.
it was tricky. So they passed
Yeah.
the no mandates law, and
Yeah.
yet they allowed companies that had a vaccine policy to still have their policy, but they had to grant the exemptions. So people get to keep their job. And they did that because the CMS and Medicare system, and it's complicated. I was really wanting something more robust, and I was kind of pushing back in a grassroots movement because why should I have to ask for an exemption of something that doesn't make any sense? Why should I have to even talk about it? But because of the laws, because a lot of legislators are not, I don't know what their deal is. I really don't, because I'm not going to guess.
I know.
This is what we could get at the time. And it's really good in a way because it gives everybody else a template and hope. And I think it was, I don't know if it was Kansas or Kentucky, where a Democratic governor, I think it might have been Kansas, is now adopting the same kind of legislation we passed in Florida.
I saw that. I know, because I
Right.
saw that and I'm like, a Democrat governor going against the COVID narrative? Like, what?
Right. And that's why the people, those who knew, kind of, I wouldn't say sat me down, but figuratively sat me down and say, listen, this is the we gotta pass what we can get right now, and that's what we got. The bad part is that we still have discrimination. So at Disney, what they're doing, people got to save their jobs, but a lot of people were already let go. So the law didn't retroactively bring them back. So that's disappointing. And I don't know where we're gonna go with that. Another part of what also happened was they put on these N95 masks, and now they're putting a double mask and respirators on those who they know are not vaccinated. At the same time, they're allowing the vaccinated, as soon as they're away from the guests, they could take it off. But they're watching the people with the double mask and the glasses. They're watching them like hawks. So if you just you're
Almost
suffocating.
like a dunce cap, like somebody sitting in the corner. It's almost like a like they're making people know, oh, these people aren't vaccinated, but these are.
It's that, but it's even worse than that because people are suffocating. It's if it was just a dunce cap, that would be bad enough to contend with, but people
But it's
can't
still
breathe in those N95
I
masks.
know.
And these are not, let's see if I show you a picture of them. These are not like these are the ones that really suck your face. That's all. That's the only way I could describe it. And this is one of the cast members giving me an example. I don't know if you could see it, but he
I
puts that
can.
on,
That's ridiculous.
and then they're making them wear two. And then they're making them wear the goggles.
Yeah,
So they
they
really
can't breathe. They can't,
not.
I mean, your brain, your body needs oxygen. That's
Yeah.
the whole thing about in the air. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's the sad part. And I think we got, it felt really good to get the victory. It felt really good to see people's jobs saved. This feels really good to get a lot of these court cases going in our way. But I said this a long time ago. I always believed we were going to beat the mandates, but it's the starting line. We're just getting started to fight for our country and for freedoms and to fight against discrimination and all these other things. So good.
It's like it's not the end goal, but it's like, you know what? Hey, every like the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. It's like, you know what? It's like progress. It's like you just gotta keep going and stuff. Cause like I said, people are pushing back across the board. I mean, with what they're trying to do with kids, with like giving them the vaccine and all that. I mean, parents are like pulling their kids there, and the ones that aren't pulling their kids out of the school systems, they're running like for school board and they're putting out these bad ones and stuff. So, I mean, and more people are waking up, which is like awesome because I mean, in these we finally have like some good judges who are at least getting a backbone and like at least pushing back on this stuff and saying, okay, yeah, no, we're gonna halt this.
Yeah. It gives you more hope. It gives you more hope. But it can be overwhelming too when you're looking at the challenges still ahead. So I still keep encouraging people, get in the fight. Get in the fight. Don't be lazy. Don't sit on the sideline.
I know. So how are things going down there with like the next steps of kind of like what you guys are doing? Because you Disney paused it because of the Florida thing, which is great. Are you guys kind of talking about what next steps are yet? Or are you just kind of relaxing for a second and then go talk?
There was no relaxing. There was no relaxing. Yeah, we kind of paused and took a deep breath, and then we were excited when we actually went to the signing and we saw the reaction and we saw the pause. That was some time for celebration. But then right away, the discrimination started to get worse. People are quitting because they can't breathe. So we're working on it. I'm not sure what direction we're collecting all the statements. We're going to do some affidavits. It's happening in a lot of businesses and medical fields. So we'll see. We'll see. One step. The journey of a thousand. What did you say? The journey of a thousand.
Journey miles? Of a thousand miles begins with a single step. Yep.
I like to say, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. So just one little bite at a time.
Exactly. This stuff doesn't happen just overnight. It's like it's a continual progress. It's just a continual progression and stuff. And it's like, and in between, you take a little bit of time, pause, okay, and then get back to work. And it is a lot of work and all that tiring. I'm sure.
it could be emotionally draining. Emotionally draining, especially when people are looking to you for the answers and they're not sure what to do.
Yeah.
And you're kind of stuck because you don't know what direction to go or how to go forward. So and I think we talked a lot about faith last time, and that's when I just have to pause and pray. I was just sitting there just with my Bible praying, going, what next?
Yeah, just like, Lord, lead me. And it's like, sometimes you wish that like the Lord, I don't, as a Christian, I feel like this. Sometimes you wish the Lord would just speak like audibly, like tell you what to do or whatever. Cause sometimes when like the Holy Spirit leading, you're like, can you just like, cause you don't know like what path to take. And you're like, Lord, would you just speak audibly? But then I have to remember, I'm like, even if God did tell me like in like audibly, I'm like, I probably wouldn't do it anyways. Cause I'm like, we're humans and we're stubborn. So I'm like, I probably myself wouldn't even do it, even if he did say it audibly.
That's honest, right? That's honest. That's very, that's how you know your faith is real, when you realize that. You're like, absolutely. Sometimes you just got to be still. I think that's a big thing. That's a hard thing. We always want to be doing something.
I know.
We always want to have a plan. And sometimes he just wants you to sit still before the next thing comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. So how is that working down there? Like having to wear all those masks? Cause I guess you probably are having to like wear those N95 too. And like the double mask and like
I've been fortunate. They haven't gotten to me yet. I wasn't going to do an exemption, but our lawyer, Jeff Childers, recommended everybody do an exemption.
Okay.
And I took a different route. I wrote my statement and then I threw an exemption in there. So I wanted to make my declaration on why this is wrong and how I felt about it. Oh, and by the way, these are my religious reasons. And they haven't gotten to me yet. So I don't know if they're getting to me or they're trying to figure out what to do with me. I'm not sure yet, but I haven't had to wear the N95 mask yet, but the people that are really struggling with it.
No wonder. I mean, I mean, some of the OSHA ladies former OSHA ladies who spoke at one of Clay Clark's conferences, they were talking about whenever like having to wear masks for an extended period of time. I mean, doctors and nurses like in surgery, like they have to go through like stages. They have to like be actually taught how to be able to go for long periods of time wearing a mask. And some of them can't even do it because like they have to be taught in like in a climate controlled environment. And they went through all the steps, but then they're expecting people to wear them like all day. They're expecting children to wear them for 8 hours on end. And I'm like, trained professionals sometimes can't do these things. And they've like passed out. That's what the OSHA ladies were saying. They were like that with the trained people like could pass out because their bodies weren't able to adapt to that. And they're like, they're expecting children and adults to wear these for like hours upon hours on end. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And now there's studies that are talking about the long-term effects of it and how harmful it is. So those studies are coming out. And I was looking, scanning the news a little bit earlier, Sweden, who didn't do the lockdowns, I think, or they're not doing the lockdowns now, no mask, and they're great. They're good. Yep. So you would think that would move the needle for a lot of people, but everybody's dug in. If you're fighting for freedom, you're dug in. And if you're on the other side, it's like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it.
Cognitive dissonance. It's like they don't want to be brought out of the matrix of what the mainstream media tells them and what they've been told for all this time. Listen to the government, like the government won't ever hurt you or whatever. And I'm like, whether knowingly or not, I'm like, they are and stuff. And I'm like, I can't tell you whether it's knowingly or not. I think it's knowingly, but I don't know. But I'm like, either way, it's hurting people. And I'm like, yes, governments throughout history, they haven't always made the right decisions. I mean, but then again, the kids, my generation hasn't grown up with a real history. So that's why they're so easily brainwashed and everything's just like, oh, listen to the government.
Yeah, I feel badder for the younger people. I see all those interviews where they go on campus and they go, who won the Civil War? And they don't got an idea. Who did Kim Kardashian marry? Everybody knows. And you see a lot of those kind of things. And it's pretty amazing, because at least in my generation, we had a pretty good understanding of history, maybe not perfect, but we knew some of the basics. I don't think people do anymore. So that you're doing really good.
I was homeschooled. So I'm like, that's when I tell people, they're like, oh, that makes sense. I'm like, I didn't grow up, thankfully, in the public school system, because I've told everybody this. It's not that my generation like isn't choosing to think. It's not like they're stupid in the sense, like they have a brain, they're not thinking. They don't have the cognitive ability to critically think. And so they're just there and they're like, I have no idea. Like somebody has to tell me like what to think, who to vote for, what to put in my body. And from like things like Common Core and Goals 2000 and all that. And I'm like, we're people who called that a quote unquote conspiracy theory years ago. I'm like, look at what my generation is now, folks. So much for a conspiracy theory. It was the truth.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I think a lot of people are gravitated these days towards personalities. So, you know, like a Fauci, as long as he acts a certain way, or I know. Have you read the book, the real Fauci?
Oh no, I haven't. Is that it? Who's that by?
Robert Kennedy Jr. But it's a really
book. I've heard of that. I'll bet. Mm-hmm.
It's a good read. I suggest everybody read that. It'll just show you how evil the guy is.
And what he does to poor beagle puppies. And like I said, now about the rhesus monkey laboratory thing. And I'm like, a person who would do this to poor innocent animals. And I'm like, what? He doesn't care about children or people just in general. I'm like, by his actions shows that.
Can you imagine if Trump got caught doing what he did to puppies? It would be worldwide hysteria.
Yeah.
Trump test on puppies. Everybody would be freaked out. There would be an impeachment hearing. But, you know, on the other side, it's totally different.
Did you hear about the Fauci trailer, that Nat Geo documentary that they're releasing?
No.
It was a few weeks ago, I think, that they posted the trailer for it on YouTube. It got 8,000 thumbs up and 200,000 thumbs down.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
And like all 27,000 comments were hate comments. I mean, every single one. I was reading through them and I was just getting so excited. I'm like, this is awesome. Because I mean, and people were commenting.
Excited about that. Yeah.
It was good seeing so many people at least woken up on the fact. We need to wake up more, but it's like, you know what? At least we got this and that. It's like, we got to keep going, but it's like, okay, good. We got a lot of people woken up. We just got to wake up more people on this false COVID narrative and everything. And that's why they're having to bring out this new variant thing. So that way more people will get vaccinated, more lockdowns, more this. And I'm like, you keep putting boosters, but I'm like, they're not actually doing anything. And studies from liberal universities are showing that people who've had COVID and the antibodies from that don't get like are at low risk of getting COVID again, but the people who are vaccinated are at high risk. And you're like, that doesn't compute.
Yeah. Did you see the story in Chicago about the 71-year-old man from Hong Kong? He got COVID in Chicago. He was in the hospital. He was in the hospital, real bad shape, dying. The family wanted to give him ivermectin and the hospital refused. And they went to the courts. Somehow they got a good lawyer. They went to the courts and the judge ruled in favor of the family. Yeah. They gave him ivermectin and the guy walked out of there. 71.
Yes. I was just looking at that on the Epic Times. That just popped up on my phone like 15 minutes ago. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I did see that. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a key thing. If early treatments exist. Emergency use authorization could not exist if you have therapeutics that work. They have therapeutics at work, but they keep trying to fight it. They rather kill people than let people get better and realize they don't need a vaccine. That's where we're at with all this.
I know. And then when we call them out and we're like, well, that's of Satan because they're wanting to steal, kill, and destroy people. I mean, Satan wants to kill people. And people are like, oh, no, that's not right. They want to help. And I'm like, no, these people want to steal and kill and destroy because they don't know Christ. So therefore, they worship Satan. And they want to kill people because the lion wants to only steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what they're doing with these vaccines and all this stuff. And it's like, it makes sense. But to everybody else, they're just like, no, that's not possible. And I'm like, we've been fooled.
you know what? What do you think? What do you think the reason that is? What do you think the reason, Hannah, that people are so resistant? Do you think it's fear that maybe that they would have to open their eyes and face a reality, a world that we see that they refuse to see? It would rock their world. Do you think?
And also pride, because they would have to humble themselves and admit they were fooled at a time and stuff. And a lot of people don't want to take that humility pill. And I'm like, hey, we've all been fooled at some extent. And I'm like, it's okay. You're in good company if you want to wake up on this COVID stuff. But people just don't, because like you were saying, it's also that fear, that cognitive dissonance. They don't want to, because if they see the truth on this, and they're going to have to go back and realize, what's the truth on maybe some of this other stuff? If these people lied on this, what else have they lied to us about? And then it just starts the trickle down effect.
Yeah. And I think we're going to get a mass awakening. I think we are. I have a feeling with all the hospitalizations of the vaccinated people that are happening, and people, you've seen people on athletes just dropping in the middle of the field everywhere. It's amazing, right? It's sad. But I think at some point, it seems like more and more people that I talk to that I didn't realize were aware are directly have experiences of people that got hurt by the vaccines that have died since they just took the vaccine. Yeah. And I don't think they're going to be able to hold that back long. So I think we have a real chance. It's a sad way to get there, but under the circumstances, I think we're going to get there.
I think so. People are, the mainstream media narrative has kind of lost control of their own narrative. They're still trying to push the lockdowns and stuff, but because so many people are starting, they're more talking with one another. They're listening to other people like Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, people like that. They're like, wait a second, that makes more sense than like what Fox or what CNN or what any of them are talking about. And they're like, oh, so they're kind of starting to come out of that fog of like the government. Oh, you always have to listen to the government. They're always right or whatever. And the mainstream narrative, they still got some people, but it's like they're losing control of it, and they're trying to get it back. But it's like, it's people are just starting to wake up from it, because they're saying like, this doesn't make sense.
How does your program work with your fellow students? Have they pushed back, or how does that work out?
Yeah. They know the truth on socialism, some of them. And I think, because like I said, I'm part of the Turning Point USA chapter at UK. I've done some of the stuff with them. They know, and they're not getting the vaccine. Like, they know the stuff about it, but they're still kind of focused. I mean, they're young people. I mean, like I said, they like to go out and have fun and like go to concerts and all that. So they're still kind of more focused on that. Cause I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they like to have fun and stuff and all that. So they're still kind of more focused on more having fun rather than necessarily being activist against stuff like the socialism or like the COVID stuff and all that. So they're kind of a little bit more toward the fun side and stuff. So trying to kind of get them like, guys, we can still have fun. It's like, I still have fun, but I'm still doing this. It's like, hey, we can wake people up and have fun at the same time. So,
you're doing a good job.
I'm trying, because the reason I started doing it is because most of my generation, like, they don't like to listen to older people, like their parents or grandparents' age. They're like, they're stupid. They don't know anything. Because that's like what, like, media and MKUltra and all that TV has taught them, that adults are stupid. I mean, that's been on Disney shows for years. Adults are stupid and the kids are the smart ones. So I'm a young person and I'm like, okay, you don't want to listen to people like your parents or grandparents' age. Okay, you think they're nuts. What about me? I'm your age. So what? Is it that I'm just nuts because I'm a redhead? Like, there's got to be something else, because like, you can't say that about me because my age, because I'm the same age as you or close to it.
Yeah, so. God bless you for that. It's needed. And they're probably going to be turning to you when a mass awakening happens. They're going to be turning toward you.
Hopefully so, because like I said, there's a lot more. Honestly, there's a lot, I think, more of my generation that's conservative and that sees the truth on this stuff, but because of peer pressure, they get like the vaccine and stuff. Cause even my university has been saying, oh, we've got like an 89% student rate vaccinated. I know that that's not true. They're lying on the numbers there to get more young people to get vaccinated, to be like, I don't want to be the only one who's like not. Cause and peer pressure is a problem at any age, but particularly with young people when their brains are still developing. I mean, the brain doesn't stop developing until like 24, 25. So they're using that against my generation to get them to get the vaccine. And then of course, putting it on like social media, like Instagram, Snapchat, and like TikTok and all that. And so they're using it in all these different platforms that they know my generation uses. And I'm like, I see it. And I'm like, it's psychological warfare on my generation. And I'm like, hold up now, hold the phone. I know what you're doing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to come back at you. So.
Good, good. And it's not just you guys. They're doing it at Disney. And they said they had 90% vaccinated. I have the inside numbers. We have 10,000 unionized holdouts. That's way more than 10%. But they're all playing the same game. But it's more effective on younger people. You're right. You know?
Well, just because they're so palatable, their brains are so, like I said, they've grown up. They can't think, for the most part, they can't critically think for themselves. They literally don't have the ability to because they've not been taught. Plus, at the same time, they've been indoctrinated with all this stuff like CRT and all that. And they've not been taught real history and all that. And like taught that this country is systematically racist and like all that stuff. And it's ironic because they're actually, with CRT, it's making people racist because it's making them to see all they see is color. And I'm like, anybody, just if you see a white person or a black person, you just notice physical features about a person if you're around them. I'm like, hey, people see me, they notice I have red hair. It's like, it's not a big deal. It's just how we look different. But they're making people racist from this stuff.
Especially when they're doing it to little kids. When they're teaching little kids like that, it's really harmful. It's really evil stuff.
But hey, we got ones like you and stuff down there at Disney. And it's like, get Disney back to its good roots. It's like, hey, we're not doing this vaccine stuff. And it's going to be a place, a dream come true again. The place where dreams come true again.
I love your optimism.
It's going to happen. So. It is.
We hope so. You keep fighting. I'll keep fighting. We'll keep in touch. And thanks. It was good talking to you again. And we'll see you soon.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.